Okay, so let's just, I just want to add something from to the discussion that we've been having. Guys, that there's one issue I have with the Kovetz Shiurim. There's one question that bothers me about the Kovetz Shiurim. And that is that, and that is really is Rashi. What bothers me, what I think Rashi doesn't work out according to the way he's explaining it. Why? Rashi and Kedushin. Why? So the Gemara says, Rabba says, my time to Rishon ben Lo. Rashi says, Gomar lo lo me'isha. Right, ma isha achi yotzi get l'rishus sheina shalo af eved nami achi yotzi get l'rishus sheina shalo. So Rashi says, sheina shalo shel rabo. Right, in other words, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's drasha. That it has to be that he's yotzi, he's motzi the get, he takes it out of his rishus. But what does it mean, she'ena shalo? He takes it out of the rishus that's his, meaning the rishus of the Rav. Just like by the Isha, it's out of the rishus of the Baal. By the Eved, it has to be out of the rishus of the Rav, correct? But then Rashi says, Rabbanon gomri hachi. The Rabbanon darshan it this way. They learn this way. Ma isha mikabelas gita af eved mikabel get. They learn the equation differently. They learn just like a woman can receive her get, so too the eved can receive his get. Okay.
What's it equating there?
Isha to eved.
By yad.
That's right. In other words, the Gemara says like this. What is the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Why does he say the Eved can't take his own get biyado? Because he's Gomar lo la me'isha. Well, what are we setting up?
For my...
So the problem is that... So the Gemara says, the darshaning lo la me'isha.
Yeah. Please
announce. Okay, so they make an equation from the get isha to the get shechra, right? That's the equation. So what's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's equation? His equation is just like what? Just like by when you give it. Everyone is going, the paradigm is isha, right? And we want to know, what are we learning from isha to eved, correct? So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, this is what we learn. We learn just like by an Isha, it leaves the Baal, the Rishus of the Baal. So too by the Eved, when he gives it to the Eved, it has to be leaving the Rishus of the Rav. And therefore, since the Eved is under the Rishus of the Rav, it's not leaving his Rishus. But Rashi says, what's the reasoning for Gito Viodo Bo'en Ke'echad? Is that the Rabbanan learn it differently. They say, no, just like an Isha, when she accepts it biyada, she's mekabelas gita. In other words, by the Isha, the Torah says clearly that the Isha is authorized to be mekabel haget. Right? From the Pasuk, it's clear that who receives the get Isha, she does. Correct? So too, he says, the Eved receives his get. Right? Rashi says, listen again. Virabonon Gamri, Rashi puts this in completely gratuitously. Right? The Gemara only asks, my time at the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And it says he learns it from an equation of the Pasuk of Isha to Eved. And then Rashi on his own says, and what's the reason for the Rabbanon? They also learn from Isha to Eved. But they're learning it in a different way. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is learning just like by the Eved, it's just like by the Isha, it's good, it's a description of a Nesina that's outside of the Rishus of the Baal, so too by Eved, it must be a Nesina that's outside the Rishus of the Baal. But the Rabbanon say, no. Isha tells you that she's Mekabela's Gita, so too Eved is Mekabel Get. It's not like he was saying. He was saying Gito Viado is an intrinsic Svara. That's right. But Rashi's saying no. They're arguing on darshaning the Pasuk. No one has a pure Svara. So that's against his thing. I mean, he just ignores that, I guess. I don't know.
Does that affect his idea?
It does. Because it's not purely just a Svara anymore. So what is the machlokus then? Okay. So what is the machlokus?
What was Rabbanan's faxing? They're holding that. What's the equation, sir?
They're learning ma isha mikabelas gita, just like we know empirically from the Torah, that the woman receives her own get, so too Eved receives his get. In other words, you could say that the Rabbanan are empiricists, and Rabbi Shimon Lazar is an intellectual. That's a joke, right? In other words, that Rabbi Shimon Lazar is comparing it on a more theoretical plane. He's saying theoretically what's happening, conceptually I should say, what's happening conceptually by the woman, it goes out of the Baal's Rishus. It goes to her out of his Rishus. So too we have to replicate that same fear, that same pattern of concept by the Eved. How would you replicate that by the Eved? You have to give it to a stranger. Whereas seemingly the Rabbanan is saying, no, just look at it plain. What do you see? If you take a picture, what would you see? You'd see him giving it to her. So he gives it to him. That's what I mean. Right? But obviously that's not the... obviously everybody has to be working on the Svara. So what is the Svara of the... what's the Machlokas Alpi Svar? In other words, whenever you have a question like this, they're both darshaning the pasuk. It's the same pasuk, and they're both deriving different things. So how do you define a machlokus like this? I mean, he says, he looks at the pasuk and he sees that it's going out of the Baal's Rishus, and he looks at the pasuk and he says, and he sees it going to the Isha. I mean, what's the machlokus over here? Okay, So I was discussing this with my father a while ago. So he had this suggestion, like this: that what is Isha? This is what we were discussing yesterday. What is the kinyan and the relationship of Isha? What do we call that? Halachically, we call that it's a kinyan shel Isser. We were discussing yesterday, right? There is the relationship is a certain kind of has a relationship of Isser. Now the Eved, although it is a Kinyan Guf, although the person does own the Guf of the Eved, there is still an element of a Kinyan Shel Isser there too. Because he's Mutter in the Shifcha, and it's not purely, the very Kinyan itself has ramifications in terms of Isser also. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. In other words, That really, Alpi Svara, it's more like the Ketzos. That if you really have to make a Kinyan, Gito Viado doesn't work. In the sense of Kinyan, it doesn't work. But the question is that we're comparing Isha and Eved. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is learning. So what the Rabbanan are learning, I'm going to start with the Rabbanan. So what the Rabbanan are learning, they're learning like this: that Isha is an institution of Isser, and by the institution of Isser, then all that you need is Nesina Saget. Okay, well, we'll have to go through the idea a little more precisely in a minute. But And therefore they're comparing Avdus to an institution of Isser. And they say all that's required by Isser is a Nesina Saget. Kinyan is not the Iker. So they're learning that Gittin really is essentially a Nesina. Kinyan is not the Iker. I'll explain to you what I mean in a minute. And therefore they compare Gittin and Shichrar. They both are institutions of Issa. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Elazar apparently is learning that although it's an institution of Isser, what creates the chalos is still a kinyan on the get. In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this: that the machlokas from Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanan really comes down to what is the nature of the krisus, what is the nature of the mesiras haget? Is it an institution of Isser, and it has its own, it works with Gito Viado, and therefore he holds that you can compare it to Eved, or in that sense all you need is to be a makabel haget. Doesn't need to be a kinyan, or is he learning? No, that it's true. They might both be iser, but the nesina saget is really telling you that you need essentially a kinyan by isha, and therefore it's no different by eved. But what is the idea of nesina? Let me just try to clarify that one point. What is the idea of nesina? It means to say like this. It means to say like this. What does it mean, Gito Viodo Boen Keachad? If I'm talking in terms of Nesina. See, I agree with the Kovates. I mean, he definitely makes a very valid point. That in terms, and then, see, Nesina requires the Gavra. Okay, has to be a Nesina is really a Maisa of the Baal. Okay, and the woman or the Eved is the object of the Nesina. Okay, so in terms of Eved, since his Yad really is his Guf. Then there's no problem with with Nesina, because you can say you were no saying the Cheftza to the Eved, and in terms of Isser, you're not trying to create a kinyan on the Shtar. You're not trying to, like the Kitzos saying, you're not trying to make a kinyan on the Shtar. If he was making a kinyan on the Shtar, that would be problematic because he doesn't have the Yad of Kinyan. As an Eved, he's removed from the realm of Kinyanim. But in terms of the way the Rabbanan are learning, is that there's a comparison that the Maisa of Get Shichror is a different institution in the realm of Isser. And in the realm of Isser, the Nesina has to be to the, just requires a Maisa of the Baal to be Moser, the get that describes the severing of the relationship to the individual who's bound by that relationship. So there's not a problem with that. So what is the whole problem of Gito Viyada? Why do we have to have Gito Viyada? What is the problem? Why do we even need Gito Viyada then? Right? Now, as if it's just simply a Maisa Nesina, so where does Gita Viado come in? It's an unnecessary concept. You should just say there was a Nesina. Now, this is what the Koves was asking on the Kitzos. He says, even according to him, he's still going to get trapped up in the Gita Viado by Nesina. So how does he get out of the problem? Right? So I think the answer to this is like this. that really all you need is nesinas davar. Okay? I know it comes out like a little bit of a combination of two. All you need is nesinas davar. He says, but the problem is, if the nesinas davar, if there were no kinyan on the cheftza after the nesina, then it wouldn't be a nesina at all. Are we getting circular? In other words, when he gives him the get, shichra, so he's severing, so in the framework of Isser, that's a proper nesina. You don't need kinyan in the framework of Isser, you need nesina. What's that?
That means it removes the isur that comes from that relationship.
Right.
From the time of the nesina.
The time of the Nesina, let's put it this way. In the framework of Isser, in the framework of Isser, it's not the framework of Kenyan. Okay? So the Maisa is not evaluated in the framework of Kenyan.
Okay? Because of the purpose of the object that you're getting.
Isn't Kenyan being used equivocally, though? Like, we mean to say that the
I mean to say, in what you're trying to, in the framework that you're operating, okay? So if I'm selling you my house, I'm operating completely in the framework of Kenyan. Okay? But get by the Isha or why does it require? It doesn't matter. Even that doesn't matter. It's the same thing. In other words, to say that I have to be, if I'm trying to transfer to you my property, right, by a shtar matana or shtar mechira, right? So the shtar itself is the mechanism of the kinyan, right? So you mean to say, but okay. So Matt, I'm saying that that's just in a kinyan. So it's two parties, right? I'm giving to you, and you have to receive. Even by the shtar, there has to be a giving of the shtar, and the receiver, the one who's kona, he has to accept the shtar. So, if I would just give you the shtar, and you wouldn't want it, it wouldn't be good. Okay. So you're not just an object of the maknez maisa, but the maisa itself requires the participation and the acceptance of the kona. Now I'm saying that in the framework of kinyonim, then it makes sense to say that we are evaluating the actions based on the framework of kinyanim itself. And when do I consider it to be a complete maisa? When the shtar itself is given and acquired. And what does that and what does given and acquired mean? It means in the framework of Mekach u'Memkar. That's the framework that we're in. That's the way we evaluate actions in the realm of Mekach u'Memkar. So it makes sense to say that by Mekach u'Memkar, by Shtar Mekach u'Memkar, the recipient has to be a Baal Mekach u'Memkar, And he has to be, by accepting his shtar, he has to be, whether you say it's technically a king and a shtar or not, we can talk about that. But in either way, it requires two people in the realm of Mekachul Memkar to complete this transaction, where one is has the das of being makne via the shtar, and the other one is the das of being kona. But they're both acting in the realm of Mekachul Memkar. So if a person is like an Eved, Kanani, and he's not shayach to Mekachul Memkar, he simply can't be involved in that transaction. Okay? To me, it seems that it makes sense to say that in the realm of Mekachul Memkar, we evaluate a maisa based on the framework. And the maisa has to be a maisa kingin on the shtar, because that's the nature of the activities that we're, that's how we evaluate actions in that framework. But the point is, they both have to be involved in, they have to be gavras of Mekachul Memkar. So then it becomes a big problem. If you're going to say the Eved is not shayach to Mekachul Memkar, how can he be Kona himself, so to speak? Okay. So that's where Rabba is saying, no. He's saying what Isha is really an institution of Isser. And by the institution of Isser, she's not a gavra of, it's not an institution of Mekachul Memkar. It's not an institution of Bailus in terms of Mekachul Memkar. She exists with a certain quality of Isser vis-a-vis the Baal and vis-a-vis the rest of the world. And now all the Torah is telling you is that there's a Maisa Nesina, there's a Maisa of Mesiras HaGet that changes her status. And he says there's no reason to say that Maisa has to be interpreted in the framework of a Maisa of Mekachul Memkar. It's a different institution. It's a different institution. It's its own institution of Isser. So all you can see is, descriptively, the Torah says, V'chosav lo sefer krisis v'nosan biyada. He says there's no reason to interpret it other than a new kind of Mesiras HaShtar that's particular to the institution of the Isser that is trying to break. And there's no reason to assume that she has to, that she's Kona the Shtar like she would be Kona a Shtar from Atana. And in this framework, since it's an institution of Isser, and she's really just the object of the Isser, all the Torah demands is that the Baal express his das vis-a-vis the entity that's Usser through a Maisa of Nesina to the Isha. But it's really just, like Rashi says, that she's Mekabelas Gita. She's just a passive object of the Maisa Nesina. And therefore he says, since Avdus also has the institution of, is also partakes of the institution of Isser, all that should be required is Nesina, not Kabbalah, not a kin, not to be Kona, not a kinyan like a, not a kinyan hashtar like if it was being Makne, an object via the shtar. But then, what is Gita v'yada boin keched for? So then, there shouldn't be any. You shouldn't need that. Shouldn't need Gita v'yada boin keched. Right, and by chutzir of an isha also, what is it expressing? So I think it's expressing this idea that it's trying to explain that's very nice by Isha herself when her whole identity is purely Isser. Right? The whole nature of her status is a status of Isser. So then all you need is Nesina, because that's the only arena that you're really effectuating. Is Isser. And the Sina is a Maisa of that's shaykh to Isser.
This by the Isha?
By the Isha.
Yeah.
But, what about Alpi? What about the, how does it work by Eved? Where it's true there's a nature of Isser to the relationship, but there's also a component of Mominus. There's also a component of Mominus. Or like by the Chatzar. It's true it represents her, but it also is tied to him, it also has an idea of Mominus. But the point is like this, the Gemara is saying, how do you have the right to evaluate it purely in terms of Messina, when there also is when the Chefza that you're dealing with also is a Chefza of Mominus. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that's Gita v'yado bo en kechad. That conceptually, the Nesina is really a Nesina of, the Nesina is evaluated in terms of Isser. And there's no problem in terms of the Mominus, because the Mominus was only built on the framework of Isser. Once the Maisa is proper in terms of the framework of Isser, then the Mela, the whole institution of Mominus, is removed as well. But the point is, the problem is that the question is, how is the Nesina really valid, even as a Nesina, if in another framework it's being, in another framework that it's supposed to be effectuating, in other words, in the framework of Mominus, it doesn't have any validity. In other words, the question is like this. On Rashi, the problem is like this. Why, if Rashi's bringing this down as the pasuk, and he's saying that Rabbanan is simply learning it from Isha, so what? Why do they keep saying Gita v'yado bo en kechad? And there's a problem for Rashi. So what does it mean the pasuk teaches you that idea? I mean, how does the pasuk by Isha teach you that idea by Eved? Right, he just says, just like the Isha receives her get, so too the Eved receives his get. Right. So what place does Gita v'yado bo en kechad have for Rashi? Why doesn't the Gemara just say it's Gzeirah Shavah from Isha, and that's it? It's a limud from Isha. Right. So the reason is, from Isha all you see is in the case where it's purely Isser. Right, and there's no other ramification to that Maisa other than to be Matir her b'toras Isser. But by Eved, that's what's bothering the Gemara by Eved. By Eved, it's true, you can say there is a Maisa of Nesina because he's also shaykh to the institution of Isser, but simultaneously, he has an element of Mominus. So how do you know it's going to work? How can it work by the Mominus element? How could it work at all? How could you consider the Maisa Nesina when he has both of these elements and each one should require, the Mominus should be contradicting the Nesina of the Isser? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Gito v'yado bo en kechad, I think, is explaining why you can learn from Isha to Eved. Because we'll say that once there's an institution of Isser, then the Nesina has a validity as a Nesina b'toras Isser. Now you're telling me though that it's not complete because there's the element of Mominus. But he's saying no. Once it's valid, once it has the definition of a Nesina b'toras Isser, then it can effectuate both. Not that, no, it's in the sense that I'm explaining it, when it says Gito v'yado is bo'in ke'echad, it's talking in different frameworks. It's not contradictory because it's in different frameworks. Gito means that it has the validity of a mesiras. It has the validity of a nesina from the framework of Isser. So he can receive it in one framework. It's a nesina to the Eved in the framework of Isser, and therefore it brings him his Yad of Mominus as well.
Why do you need a Ba'isha then?
You don't need a Ba'isha.
They use a Ba'isha.
Only by the Chatzar.
Only by the Chatzar. Oh, interesting. Meaning to say that the Nesina.
But the only thing is the Gemara seems, the Lashon of the Gemara seems to indicate that like by Chatzar, by Eved, this is where it seems circular, that by Chatzar and by Eved it seems that getting his Yad in the end does, not having his own Yad, in other words, the Yad that he doesn't have seems like it's saying is what prevents him from being free, and he's sort of getting them both together. Right, see, Rashi and Gittin doesn't say it as a simultaneous thing. He just says, Gita v'yoda bo'en kechad al yedei ha-get, through the get, bo'o yoda lo, she gets her hand, im nisinasa, with its giving. And what's there over here? Yeah, because there's one element that I have to add. One second. What are we saying over here? Bo'en kechad. Right. V'lo amrinan lo hotzi rabo es haget mirushuso. V'ein zu kabbalah. Okay. Okay, let me try to get this one point across, okay? What we're saying here is, were it the case, let's take the Eved. Okay, were it the case that when you give the get to the Eved, okay, he would not be able to acquire the actual get to himself afterwards, then it would be a problem.
What does that mean? What did you just say?
See, the problem is these, to discuss it like this is like contradictory, the whole thing is like contradictory. But what? It means it like this, that if you were to give the Eved the get shichwa, right? Giving him, even giving the Eved the get as a Maisa Nesina, okay? And not just a Maisa, and not a Maisa Kinyan, but as a Maisa of Nesina, it must be, the Maisa Nesina demands that in the end, after the Nesina, he actually has it away from the Rishus of the Baal. Because like the Kovetz was saying, it would be a problem to give somebody something, even in terms of Nesina, it would be a problem to give somebody something if after the Nesina it still remained in my Rishus. That would be a problem even in Nesina. Because physically in Nesina, the result of the Maisa Nesina was not that it left my physical domain. Okay? But that's not a problem by the Eved. Why? I'm struggling to explain this, but let me try this like this. Why? Because there is a Maisa Nesina in terms of Isser, okay, That breaks the whole relationship of avdus, and it allows there to be that the get shichror is outside of the rav's rishus after this the nesina. In other words, if we only were evaluating it in one framework, like let's say mekach lememka, so then you'd have an impossible, then you'd have the circular problem. That I have to give it to you, and giving it means that it becomes yours. That's what giving means. If giving means it becomes yours, and if the only way something can become yours is if you already received it and therefore have the ability to accept it, then no action can take place. No action of kinyan can take place. If we're only dealing in the framework of kinyan, then it's impossible. Then I think we'll go with the Katsos way of looking at it. If the whole thing is in terms of mekach u'memkar and kinyan, then you have the impossibility. Because did I do a maisa kinyan when I gave the eved the shtar? No, you can't say I did. Right? Because maisa kinyan would require him to be a baal kinyan, to be roi for kinyan. So if I'm only evaluating everything in one framework of kinyan, then it's impossible to say that giving him the get shechror would effectuate his freedom. Because I only have one question to ask. Was there a kinyan? Well, no, there can't have been a kinyan if there wasn't someone roy to make a kinyan that I'm dealing with. Okay?
Okay.
We can accept that?
Yeah, but what about the Isser now?
Okay. Ah. So what Rabbah is saying is that we can that there's another framework that we can evaluate the action under. That we have another framework of Isser that we can evaluate the issue under. And that framework of Isser doesn't need kinyan for it to be a valid maisa. Okay? So he says, therefore, we can say that when he gives the get to the eved, that halachically, that was a maisa of nesina. Was it a maisa kinyan? No, it was not a maisa kinyan. In the framework of kinyan, it was a zero. But since eved exists as a kinyan iser, not just a kinyan guf, and we see from get that there's an idea of nesinas davar, nesinas get, which is evaluated not in the framework of kinyanim. Therefore, I can say that something did happen. There was a nesinas. There was an action of nesina of get to the eved. Okay, now that's all very nice, but if I do a maisa of nesina and it just flies back to me, it hits me back in my face, then it was a maisa nesina that didn't result in an actual nesina. In other words, there's three things. There's where it starts, there's the transitional maisa, and then there's the result of that maisa. Okay. So what the Gemara is saying is like this, that since the get starts in the rishus of the baal, when he gives it to the eved, that is considered an action halachically, because we don't need kinyanim to evaluate this action. We can evaluate it as a maisa of nesina, because the eved is a gavra of the institution of the iser, and the rav is the baal of that institution of iser. So therefore the parties exist, and now there's a maisa nesina that's valid of get. And since that maisa is valid, and it breaks the institution of eved, it turns out that the maisa itself set up the gavra to culminate the maisa in.
It means to say, like this action of like bringing the get over to his hand is like what effectuates the breach in the kinyan shalasir.
That's right, because the maisa nesina, if it didn't have someone independent that it could that would result in holding it. And if the one who's holding it is still under the reshus of the Baal, then it would be like spitting in the wind. It would be like throwing it and it just blew back in my face. Let's say I wanted to throw it at some, throw it from my reshus to your reshus, and I threw it, that was my maisa of nesina, but for some reason it comes back to me. So I say, well, my maisa of nesina failed. It wasn't, and I wouldn't say it wasn't the maisa, it was. It was the action that should have resulted in nesina, but for some reason there was no recipient of that nesina. The nesina didn't culminate, it didn't result in a nesina. So in an analogous sense, that's the problem that we're facing with Evan. But the magic of it is that when I do the maisa of giving it to him, simultaneously that is judged as a maisa because the framework of Isser exists, and from Isha I can judge it as a maisa nesina. That maisa nesina therefore creates the break of his reshus, and now it comes out, it has a place to reside in and be the result of, and it's not considered to be coming back to me. So it's sort of like the simultaneity is, it's not exactly simultaneous. It's the maisa to the gavra is viewed from the framework of Isser as a valid entity.
It's a different track.
And that track allows it to be considered an action. Once it's considered an action of Nisinas get, he becomes independent, and it has a place, so to speak, to culminate. And therefore, I don't say it's a maisa that I did that didn't result in a completion. The doing of the maisa will result in giving him the place to complete it.
That makes it into a valid
Nesina
or a valid
Kenyan
at that point?
Eventually a valid
Kenyan,
right?
Eventually a valid Kenyan. Because if it wasn't, if he
so
didn't...
So to speak, it's kind of theoretical, though. If you would have done this and it didn't result in his Yad becoming his Yad, would that have still been Nesina?
So then I'm saying it would have failed as a complete Nesina. Because it still would have been Shaykh to the Baal. The place I put it still would have been considered, in a different framework, mine.
Then how did you... Then before, it's still really yours, no?
So oh, it, so, so what I'm saying is, I'm saying like the Kovetz is saying, that in terms of the mice and the Sina, it goes by the... I can say that the Gavra of the Eved is a person of Isser. He's a Guf...
He has a Yad
in the framework of Isser.
Because
him as a person... He's the entity of the Isser.
But if
even after giving it to him, he would still be considered in my Rishus, right? Then it would come out that in another framework of Mominus, I didn't put the get in a different place. In another framework, it would come out the get never really fully left my Rishus. So it was a Nesina to the Gavra. In one framework, It would be ma'akev, it would be like a ma'akev in the completion of the nesina. The completion of the nesina means I put it in your reshus, and that results in it being completely out of my reshus. See, what I'm saying with the kovetz is, if you put the terms of the kovetz into the ketzos, that's what I'm doing basically. I'm saying it really is in nesina, but nesina has to be. The way
the
it works
step.
Is that Nesina exists even without Kinyanim. Okay? So if in the framework of Isser, I can say I was a Nosin to him. But if in the... But the Nesina... For the Nesina to be a complete Nesina...
Yeah.
That's the hard part. It has to...
You were saying just that it's a Nesina, just not a Kinyan yet.
Right, but what do you need the Kenyan for?
The Nesina
gives him his guf. That's right. So, but then we're saying that the Kenyan, without the Kenyan in the end, they wouldn't effectuate the full shichra.
Otherwise.
Because I'm saying, then in a framework of kinyan, the chefs of the shtar would still be in my property. Right? That would be a... What?
But you were no saying it to him.
So I was no saying it to him, right? But him as a... in terms of, so in terms of the... in terms of the, you're right, but what I'm saying is though that if after the Nesina there's no Gavra that could keep it from me, so to speak, then it lacks in a complete Nesina.
That's like the stuff we saw today a little bit.
Right. So exactly. So you need the Eino Yochel Lachzor Bo. You need some completion of the Nesina. It needs to clinch it. So he's saying the Maisa Nesina is there. That will effectuate the Gavra of the, in terms of the release, in terms of the Shichvah. But if he weren't able to really be able to be... in other words, the point is like this. What I'm saying is that even by Nesina, there has to be a Gavra who can be the Baal of the entity that was given to him. If he had no... If he didn't have the Baal HaKinyan on the Cheftza of the Nesina, Nesina itself does not need Kinyan. The mice in the scene just needs the object, just needs the person. But if there's no one who can be in control of that cheftza that was given, then it would turn out that the Nesina was like a, it would be like a returned to sender. The Nesina can't be a return to sender when he gives it to the Eved, and then we just say no. Well, it was a Nesina to the Gavra of the Eved, but then the Eved himself is not a Gavra to be able to hold on to the thing, so it never really culminated in a full transfer. What? It didn't. In other words, there has to be a kiyum of the Nesina. There has to be a permanence of the Nesina. There has to be a state after the Nesina. To be... You see, that's why Rashi says, see Rashi in Kedushin, his Lashon is like, Ba'in Ke'echad. He says, by Eved. V'lo amrinan lo hotzi rabo es ha-get merushuso. Like the Kovitz thing. V'ein zu kabbalah. Right?
What?
That's the problem. The problem is that since I did a Nesina, but where did it wind up? It wound up back in my Rishus, because the even the goof of the person I gave it to, in the framework of Mamonus, is mine. Then maybe I would argue it's impossible for there to be a state after the Nesina that expresses Nesina, which is putting something out of my Rishus. Now, as Nesina definitively is where I take it from me, even descriptively, I take it from my place and I put it in someone else's place, even not in the framework of Kinyan. Okay. So he's saying like this. So by the Eved, maybe you'll say like this. It's true he's compared to an Isha. And there's a Kinyan of Isser, and all I need is Nesina. But if when I do the Maisa Nesina to him, since he is outside, he is part of my Rishus, I can do a Maisa Nesina, because the framework of Isser tells me that there's an institution of Nesina, but maybe, and that doesn't require Kinyan, that just requires the person that's affected by the Isser. So I can do the Maisa to him, but maybe you'll say there's no kabbalas haget. There's no culmination of the Nesina. The Nesina didn't find any completion, because when I gave it to him, when I did the Nesina to him, he himself, in terms of Mamonus, is mine.
He wasn't
and therefore, yeah, and he wasn't able to take possession of it. So what I'm saying is no.
This isn't momentos.
Since it's not mom, if it was kinyan, then it would be impossible. It would be impossible to do a kinyan, to give the person the ability to do a kinyan. But him being able to be mekabel et b'toras kinyan at the end is only necessary to say that my maisa nesina fully culminated. So therefore I can say I have the maisa nesina, which is valid in the because it exists in the framework of Isser, and that can effectuate his release, which allows him now to be the mekabel of that very maisa. Because what I'm saying is conceptually there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. The beginning is the get is in the rishus of the baal. The end is that the get shichror is completely in the rishus of the slave. And the middle is what we're calling a maisa nesina. Since maisa nesina is not part of kinyonim, it's part of a different framework of iser, I can say there's a maisa nesina that is going on in between and allowing him now to be a gavra that I can say completes the nesina.
To define it as a maisa nesina, you don't need Kabbalah's habit.
That's right.
You just need the fact that he has a rishus that's his.
That's right. That's right. But if you did the maisa nesina and it wound up back in your rishus, because the eved himself still belongs to you, then it wouldn't be a maisa nesina.
Yeah,
well, that's the part. We don't have to say that. But the point is, yeah. Now, maybe you'll say it's impossible to do a nesina because you can't culminate the nesina. Because, well, let's put it this way. Let's just say that, let's keep it your way. But that would be the same by chotzer. Because you would say you have to give, you have to put the get into the chotzer of the isha. But you have to put the get, you have to do a nesinas a get to the isha. But if you're doing it via her chotzer, and whatever goes into her chotzer is subsumed under your rishus, then you have the same logical problem. I can do a maisa nesina because it has her identity. But where is it ending up? It's going to end up being back in something that's mine. So we'll say, no, the maisa nesina in the framework of Isser will exactly release it, and it's not simultaneous. Like Rashi says. Listen to Rashi. It's not simultaneous. It says, al yidei haget, meaning through the maisa of giving the get, bo'o yoda lo, im nisinoso. With the institution of nesinas haget, we can create the gavra who now is able to be mekabel in a separate framework of rishus. Because what I'm saying is there's an institution of iser and there's an institution of rishus.
Okay, good.
In order for this whole thing to be good, it's got to go. It's got to wind up that it ends in her rishus.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're saying, well, the institution of nesina will give her the ability to have a rishus. For it to wind up. I'm sort of saying like there's where it's coming from, there's the transit, and then there's the place it lands. It's not circular to say that being in transit sets up a place to land. That's not circular.
That's why I was struggling.
You don't need a bayat.
You don't need a bayat, exactly.
You say bayat, she's my problem. I'm very happy.
Exactly. By, that's what the Gemara says. By herself, Yad does not need Gita of Yad. Only by Chad. But you hear what I'm saying? There's the starting place, there's the transportation, and then there's the landing.
Yes.
You could say, you can't say that if you have to land the plane, you can't say, well, when you land the plane, that makes the runway. That's called the crash landing.
Yes.
But you can say, by being in the air, that sets up a landing place. That's not a contradiction. There's two different things. So what we're saying over here is, The only problem here is that we don't think about the middle step. We just think about it like a beginning and an end. But in truth, there's a nesina. And in kinyanim, that's true. In kinyanim, there's only two steps. It starts out in my rishus, and then you're kona it into your rishus. And there's nothing in between. But over here, we can say that since there's another institution that's overlaid this whole idea of mamonis, in another framework, we view Yeah, that's interesting. Let's think about it like this. In other words, kinyanim really values the beginning and the end. But vinosan in the pasuk is telling you there's an institution of the giving. So now the institution of the giving can set up the mokum for the ultimate kinyan in the end. That's not a contradiction. If I say there's only a beginning and an end, and the giving, then I can't give without, then it's not possible to have a kinyan without someone who can receive a kinyan. But if I say there's an institution of nesina that has its own definition, then I can say nesinas, that's then I can say like Rashi, im nesinaso, she gets her yad, meaning the yad means makom in terms of rishus, but the institution of nesina exists apart from her having a makom, and that brings it about. All right. Right, nesina is a concept of transition, of going. So we're saying that in terms of mominess, you don't have that concept of the going. You have it starts out here and it ends up there. And if there's no one there to receive it, it can't leave your rishus to begin with. It's just not possible. Right? But get and get shichur don't work on that concept. It's not a transfer of the thing. It's the acting upon. It's the Baal acting on the Isha. That's a misa of going. So that misa of nesina has a validity to break the relationship. And therefore, at the end, the Eved can be considered to be holding his own get shichra. But if, in theory, I mean, obviously when I say this, it's ridiculous because he wouldn't be freed if he couldn't, the problem is when you give like the, if it wouldn't be, it's a ridiculous situation because it's not possible that he would be free and not have a hand to hold it. But the point is, that if you gave him a nesina, if there was a nesina, but there was no place ultimately for the after the nesina to exist, then the whole thing wouldn't be good. So, but the thing is, the nesina sets up a place for its culmination. That's not circular. That's like saying going sets up a destination. That's not circular.
Why not?
Because going is different from destination. Going precedes destination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So as long as...
You still need the fact that she has a rishus in the framework of nesina. Or else you're
yes,
just moving it around.
Yes, that's correct. Just,
right.
In the framework of Isser, there's no problem because that's... Okay. She exists with her goof. And her goof is what's... That's what makes it a nesina.
You're towards her rishus.
But there also has to be a resting place after the nesina. Otherwise, the nesina that never culminates in anything is not a full nesina. It's like an aborted nesina. The nesina never, you can't have an idea just of a transition. Transition also has to contemplate a beginning and a place where it's oker from and a place where it's munachin. So by the Eved, the Gemara is saying, even though right now he's not roy to control a get, to be the Baal of his own get shichror, that doesn't matter, because there he is shayach to be acted upon as an object. That's a maisa of nesina. He can be a object of the Baal's maisa nesina. That's the framework of that in the framework of Isser is what really effectuates the freedom. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Being discharged. That's an action that's done to him. And that will give him a place now for the get to reside. So now the nesina is complete. So you don't need you just need the action of the nesina. That's the transitory state. That's the maisa that's the maisa of the going. That is valid. That effectuates the shichror, and it's not a contradiction it's not a circular problem, because the giving is what sets up the place for its own ending. But that's not a contradiction. That's like saying when you're going, you set it's going sets up a destination. If you would say getting somewhere sets up a destination, that's impossible, because then
it happened already. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. If it wasn't your destination, then you shouldn't have been there. And then,
yeah,
and if it were, that would be true. But there's nothing
not
wrong with
down.
Saying, let's not go down that path. But there's nothing wrong with saying that theoretically, if a nesina never had an ending, it would be a problem. Right? That's true. A nesina without an ending would be a problem. But there's no problem here by the Eved of saying there can't be an ending to the nesina, because the mice in the nesina itself sets up an individual that can accept it.